This is an RNIB talking book.
Dodos Are Forever by Dick King Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dodos Are Forever by Dick King Smith.
Chapter 1. A proposal.
Oh, Beatrice, cried Bertie, you are, beyond doubt, the most beautiful dodo in the whole wide world.
The whole wide world was, for the dodos, though they didn't know this, a smallish island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. There were no dodos anywhere else on earth. The date, though they didn't know this, was A.D. 1650. And before very long, and luckily they didn't know this either, there would be no dodos anywhere at all on Earth. The dodo would be extinct. Or that's what everybody has always thought. Till now. Beatrice bridled with pleasure at her boyfriend's words. She bent her neck, for she was somewhat larger than him, and scratched the top of his head with the hooked point of her long, oddly shaped beak. I bet you say that to all the girls, she said softly.
I most certainly do not, said Bertie.
He looked around at the rest of the huge flock of dodos feeding busily along the shore, tearing open crabs and other shellfish with their tin opener bills.
It wouldn't worry me, he said, if all that lot was wiped out so long as I still had you.
Silly, said Beatrice fondly. And anyway, they couldn't possibly be wiped out. Dodos.